mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to open the phones up in the next hour. Dianne Feinstein posted her bill on her Senate website over a month ago now, and people couldn't believe it. And then others have introduced kind of copies of it themselves, so technically I'd said her bill was introduced. It's officially been introduced today. And it's worse than we even thought. We're going to be going over some of that. But I said it. The way the other one was written, it could be handguns, shotguns, even pump shotguns or pump rifles. People say pump rifles. They do have a lot of pump rifles, folks. You don't seem to be aware of that. Anything with a pistol grip on it, it's just incredible. And she is so disgusting in the in her press conference. We're going to play this clip coming up, talking about the gun lobby can't beat the cross lobby. Using Christianity, is Dianne Feinstein a Christian? And speaking for Christians, even if she was a Christian, you do not speak for me, lady. And I think it's just outrageous that people think it's okay to walk on Christians. Can you imagine if I got up here and spoke for Islam when I'm not a Muslim or a follower of the Prophet Muhammad? Can you imagine what would happen? Can you imagine if I got up here and if I spoke for Jewish groups or if I spoke for atheist groups? Well, as an atheist, I believe in God. And as a Christian, I believe in turning your guns in, even though I'm not a Christian. I mean, it is over the top. We're going to open the phones up in the next segment. I'm going to give the number out in the next segment. We'll open the phones up then. But start your engines. I want to specifically hear about that. But how big is this article? This article needs to get out to everybody because you've got Dwight Yoakam on with Piers Morgan. And Piers Morgan saying, I got the flu shot, and now I've really been sick for a week. And he's like, well, don't take the flu shot. So I want to get Dwight Yoakam on. I've always been a fan anyway, so let that word go out. By the way, my buddies here in the office, Weldon Henson was hanging out with Mike Judge again this weekend. Aaron Austin and Mike Judge, who's gone back to California, said, yeah, Alex, call me. I'll come on. I got all these big guests I could get, but I've got to call them. And so, Chris, it is a direct order at the end of the show that you are to make me. See, I hate calling people. I hate bugging people. Yeah, no, but all of them, all the celebrities I need to call. Okay, it's just time for me to do it. I guess I could turn you guys loose on them, but it didn't matter. I was just watching Idiocracy a few weeks ago. I just got to get Judge on because we are entering the Idiocracy where Lego accused of racism with Star Wars set, London Telegraph, and the official Turkish group is complaining to the Austrian government. I mean, I guess you can't show any desert motif or desert design. By the way, that design is a medieval Christian design, and it doesn't even look anything like the mosque. I mean, just incredible. I mean, obviously those that built the architecture went for a desert look. I mean, it looks like a lot of the Middle Eastern architecture, but a lot of what you call Middle Eastern is really Roman or Christian. That's a Christian-built building right there, the one they're saying it looks like. And so because in it is Jabba the Hutt, they say Jabba the Hutt's supposed to be Arabs. Man, that now everybody will think that because you said that. It's just bizarre. But again, it's a political weapon. Here's an example. I'm going to cover this when we come back. Sigmund Freud said a fear of weapons is a sign of retarded sexual and emotional maturity. Retarded just simply means lowered. But then the word retarded became politically incorrect, so you can't say he's had retarded growth from lack of protein. Oh my gosh, you're going to be arrested in England. Oh, that's a hate term. They choose whatever it is. You said that bonsai tree, by not giving much sunshine or water, was retarded in its growth. That's hateful. You hurt someone. And it's just a weapon that is used to then put guilt onto people. You won't turn your guns in because you're a Klan member. What's that have to do with it? Don't try to cover up your racism. We all know what you're really up to. It's to create division. It's to create a race war.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you're joining us in the second hour, you probably heard me break down the 150-plus firearms and their variants. The way I read her bill, we've got a copy of it right here. The way I read the list, it's or their variants, it's way more than 150. I know the Associated Press and others are saying 150. That is not the case. The way the ATF, in fact, man, sometimes I wish I could just be in there writing articles. It's more effective than just being on air talking about it. But I'm putting it out. People will go research it and get their own articles out, if not our guys. Because we're just overworked here. There's just too many baseballs getting thrown at us here, too many news things. All AK types, including the following. And then it goes on. All of these types, all of those types, they say it over and over again. So they list 150 firearms on this page. It's way over that in her official bill from page TNWM2HB. And this is just one of the pages. I mean, it's way over 150. It's almost all semi-auto handguns, rifles, shotguns that have got grips on them, but then shotguns that can also take clips, even if they're only designed to take 4 rounds. I mean, it's over. They're coming after everything. They are coming after everything. And this is just completely, completely out of control. So I want to get your take on the official bill here. But first off, I'm going to give you the number. It's 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air about this situation. Now, also, I covered it last hour. It's a big deal. If we have time, we'll play the clip again. Dwight Yoakam, I'm a big fan of. Piers Morgan falls ill days after receiving flu vaccine. And he goes on the Piers Morgan show, and Piers basically goes, yeah, I got the flu shot from Dr. Oz. And then got sick a week later. And I'm really sick. Whenever this flu is, it also attacks your lungs. You have like a hemorrhagic, light form of hemorrhagic fever. You have some of a hemorrhagic, is that the proper term, response in your lungs. And it is certainly not a fun thing. But this is the type of thing. People won't read the CDC's own admissions that it can kill you or give you its own autoimmune response in your lungs or brain. They won't tell you it can cause Guillain-Barré permanently or kill you. They don't tell you it can cause hundreds of things. They just, people don't go look that up. The media just says there's no side effects. Don't listen to conspiracy theorists. But when Piers Morgan gets sick after the flu shot and Dwight Yoakam says don't take the flu shot, that's the type of thing that will get to the sheeple. The sheeple, a lot of them go, I still take it, even though I get sick usually when I take it. I've talked to them, I go, but you don't think there's a cause and effect there. We got to try to help these folks. You know, it's easy to laugh at them and get mad at them. They're victims. They were set in front of the television set in the last 60 years in their diapers as a babysitter being programmed to be a bunch of mind-numbed robots. And we've got to deprogram them, or they're going to be used as an army, a tidal wave of foaming at the mouth, slobbering, drooling, miscreant, gibbering, as is the proper term, lemmings, to run us over the cliff with them. We have got to get in there and help them. Now, I mentioned political correctness earlier. Yeah, there's the CDC website. You're watching us at prisonplanet.tv. You can go read the different vaccine responses, including death, and depending on the vaccine you take. But getting back to political correctness, there's an all-out attempt to make toy manufacturers not have G.I. Joe's Star Wars with guns. There's an all-out attempt to not let boys play with toy guns or girls. That's why the police come when your neighbors, you know, call them because the kid's got an orange or pink Nerf gun in the yard. You see that in the news every day now. Or a girl draws a paper gun, or a girl has a Hello Kitty bubble projector. It's not even a gun. My children have had multiple Hello Kitty, the exact same pink ones. And we've had a Choco Cat one that's black, because we're racist. Absolutely. My kids wear Choco Cat outfits because we're racist, okay? I mean, the cat is black, ladies and gentlemen, Choco Cat. My wife's got a Choco Cat nightgown. Total racism again. And you're saying, Alex, don't be silly. Folks, they mean it to be mindless and over the top. Let's punch up for viewers. I covered this last hour, but I'm going to segue this into guns, then your calls. London Telegraph. Lego accused of racism with Star Wars set. The official Austrian government's looking at it. The big Turkish council, the biggest minority council in Austria, is outraged and is demanding an apology, and there may need to be reparations from Lego because, ladies and gentlemen, they say Jabba the Hutt is a Arab. Maybe Michael Moore? I mean, is the Goblin King supposed to be Rush Limbaugh? I mean, does Rush Limbaugh get angry and go on the air and say, I'm going to sue the makers of The Hobbit because that looks a little bit like me, too. I'm going to be mean to Rush. The point is, that's it. That's it. Let's put the Goblin King on air. Okay? People watching, just Google the Goblin King. It looks a little bit like me, a little bit like Rush Limbaugh, you know, in our heavier times. And that's it. I'm suing Lego. I'm announcing it. I am suing Lego because my son has the Goblin King set as well. And I'm telling you, it looks a little bit like me. That's it. That's it. You're racist against white people. You're racist against white guys that are a couple pounds overweight and have big heads. That's it. I am totally blown away right now by the. There it is. Look at that. They are making fun of me right there. Click it for people that are watching. This is outrageous. And that's me when I wake up in the morning and I've had too much to drink. I mean, this is incredible. I am suing Lego. I want a press release right now. I agree that the job of the Hutt's supposed to be Muslims. It's obvious. And it's obvious that the whole Return of the Jedi is to make fun of Muslims. It's absolutely proof. Even though it's a politically correct movie about integrating everybody, still it doesn't matter. George Lucas should be arrested right now. He is a racist. And gun owners should be arrested because they're racist. They're like Hitler. You hear it on every TV channel every day. Everything. I agree. Amazing. And by the way, if you're a new listener, I'm joking about the Goblin King stuff and the lawsuit. The point is they really are looking at legal action in Austria over the Star Wars Jabba the Hutt palace that I bought about a week and a half ago for my son at the Lego store. Only reason to go to the mall is to go to the Lego store. The Turkish community said the model was based on a mosque in Istanbul, and that the accompanying figures depict Asians and Orientals as people with deceitful and criminal personalities. The Turkish cultural community, well, I guess Emperor Palpatine's meant to make white people look bad. This is just total bull. Why is Mace Windu a good guy? He's a black guy. I thought blacks look bad. It's racist. The Turkish cultural community of Austria released a statement calling for Lego to apologize for affronting religious and cultural feelings. And they go on to say they believe that Jabba the Hutt is supposed to be a Muslim. I mean, folks, this is so over the top. I just can't get over it. But they know what they're doing. This is cultural Marxism. This is the type of control they admit they're using. Here's an example. You use the word homosexual in a news article in England, you will be arrested because they say the word homosexual offends people, even though it's the scientific name. If you use the term Caucasian now, they're saying it's racist because it's a racial name, even though it's just a scientific designation, Caucasus Mountains. If you use the word Negro, which comes out of Latin for Negro or black, it has nothing to do with the N-word. People think it does, and they get in trouble. I've seen articles where they take people to jail for using that word. It's amazing how they do this. And again, it's to get you so scared, you won't talk. Oh, I better not have Hello Kitty bubble gum. I mean, it shoots bubbles, it's evil. Better not buy my son a Nerf gun to play in the yard. The cops will come. I better not. I better watch my speech. I better. And the other night on the nightly news, we had this quote that I was actually familiar with because I read some of the writings over a decade ago of Sigmund Freud. What he says is totally true. You know those people that are anti-gun always say, we have the guns because we have small members? Which is just absolutely asinine. Guns are about self-defense. But Sigmund Freud said, a fear of weapons is a sign of retarded sexual and emotional maturity. General Introduction to Psychoanalysis, published 1920. And I read that book. That's why when I saw them, they said, is this a real quote? We went, looked it up, confirmed it was. No, actually, he does a whole chapter of how ridiculous people are that are scared of weapons in the hands of citizens. He even talks about when they see soldiers with guns, they're not scared because it's the state. They're scared of other people having guns because they're scared of what they would do with guns. That's why they're always talking about how they want to kill people. Piers Morgan and Buzz Bissinger and the rest of them, because Bissinger on the show said, I'm mentally ill. I'm on drugs. Or he said the next day when people said, why'd you say kill Alex? He goes, well, I'm mentally ill. See, that's their excuse to be what they are because they are mentally ill. You understand? They don't want you having a gun because they're scared of a knife, the studies show. I mean, I've been around liberals and people in college and pulled out a knife or something to cut something. Oh, watch out with that. I mean, they're just totally scared of everything. And then, see, politically correct, Jacobson's like, man, I bet when you read that, they're going to get politically correct. Retarded just means you didn't feed the bonsai tree enough water, so it's small. But the term becomes like a pejorative, so they say, don't use it. Sigmund Freud says they have never developed their sexual and emotional maturity. And the word to describe that is stunted or retarded. But see, oh my gosh, I hear about talk show hosts getting fired for using the word. See how we're losing our language? Can't say Caucasoid. Can't say Oriental. They say that's racist now. Everything. Put suicide nets around the Apple factory with hundreds of people jumping off of it where they have to put suicide nets up. That's no big deal. Forced abortions, no big deal. You know, you want to inject a bunch of Guatemalan kids with syphilis and kill them? Go ahead. That's a government. But hey, Hello Kitty, bubble guns that shoot bubbles. You know what? Let's call the cops. I mean, let's call them right now. Let's call them immediately. The way to handle this political correctness is what's happened with these outdoor shows that banned guns at them. Everybody just boycotted it. Now it's been canceled. Okay, that's the answer. They're trying to boycott us and have a revolution against us to shut us down. We shut them down. It's us or them.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-sized Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the greatest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
You know, bringing down Acorn, exposing Planned Parenthood, taking money to make sure blacks get exterminated, and a lot more. Now they're going to anti-gunners' houses and putting up this gun-free zone up front their house. So he's going to be joining us in the next hour. We're going to your phone calls right now, but if you're watching on TV or you're a radio listener, I'm not joking about the fact that they're talking about going after LEGO and the Austrian government and other areas because the Muslim groups say that Jabba the Hutt is supposed to be a Muslim. LEGO accused of racism with Star Wars set, a set I own, that my son owns and has nothing to do with it. So I'm making the announcement. I believe the Goblin King, if Jabba the Hutt's supposed to be Arabs, the Goblin King, I'm even a public figure versus, you know, just Muslims in general, and I've had, you know, a little bit of jowls before being overweight and having a large head. So I believe Lego, based in Europe, is racist and made the new Goblin King, even though he was described in The Hobbit written 70 years ago or so, to look like this. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if Star Wars was written back in the 70s. It has nothing to do with Arabs. I am right now saying that is supposed to be Alex Jones, and I am going to file suit on Lego for putting out a set to demean me and describe white people as big and fat and ugly. That's obviously me right there. And how dare them? What do they make Lego? Is it the Finns or the... Yeah, Denmark. Okay, the Danes. Well, that's it. They're racist towards white people. I mean, it's obvious. They've got white figures that are fat and ugly, and I'm going to sue you. You are doing this to me. I'm filing a report with the FBI, and I'm going to the cultural organizations. I'm going to the Austrian government, too. How dare you? I think I'm going to put a press release. I think I'm going to do that. I think I'll actually go and officially say, because you know what? You're right. Jabba the Hutt is to make fun of Arabs. Shut Lego down. Racist, racist, racist. Hello Kitty bubble guns. Arrest the children. This is completely normal. Blame all gun owners for bad people. Put everyone on Prozac so they kill more people, so that the psychiatrists get more money to put more people on it to kill more people. That's the answer. I've been wrong all these years. The liberals are right. They're not authoritarians. They're good people. They're right. Gun owners are like Nazis. And we defeated Hitler, we can defeat America. I agree with all the people on MSNBC. I have been wrong, and I want to apologize here on air right now. It's so obvious. Oh, my gosh, you can all sue. That looks like McAdoo, the one with the beard. Oh, my gosh, it's racist towards... It's racist. Oh, my gosh. It looks like the crew. There's Wes right there. I mean, that's us. It's obvious. I'm suing. It's, oh, my gosh, it's, oh, Lego is so evil. And it's copyright infringement. They've used my likeness without getting the authorization. You should know I actually played the Goblin King. Ah, good to see you today. I'm glad you could drop by. Actually, I'm going to assume over Jabba the Hutt, too. That's actually meant to make fun of me as well. I mean, just total mass liberal schizophrenia. But the establishment knows. Oh, 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 teeny Jedi. Oh, oh, oh. You guys gave me some of the text of Jabba's talk, but I think it's from like one of the later movies. Yeah, this is Phantom Menace. Yeah, I need him from Return of the Jedi if I'm going to do a... Humibuki Bowen Yakodasi. I actually need him, you know, going, ho, 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 to actually do a better one. All right, that's enough, ladies and gentlemen. If you just tuned in, I'm illustrating their absurdity by just showing how out of control this is. And, of course, Han Solo, Punch It Up, is shown as silver. That's racism towards the Tin Man. That's why they did that. Oh, my gosh. Whoa, whoa. Better have the owners of the franchise... of the Yellow Brick Road, the Wizard of Oz, sue immediately. I just can't believe the racism that we're seeing. Oh my gosh. See, you're meant to look for all this imaginary stuff, while meanwhile they're taking everybody's rights, and select corporations are exempt from taxes, but you and I aren't. That's the real discrimination. But they want us all fighting with each other, divide and conquer. We're all a bunch of mentally ill twits obsessed with political correctness. My dad, at one of his dental offices, bought a bunch of 1920s Art Deco Vogue art, and in one hanging in a dark corner, you know, in a hallway, is from the 1920s, and it's a Vogue, and it's a bunch of, you know, women dressed as flappers, and one of them has a cigarette. And he's had now multiple people, we're talking about it again, one lady came to him and said, I'm calling the police, it's illegal to show cigarette smoking. And he went, it's a museum piece. And she just was freaking out. And somebody, some other woman got mad. And imagine, this is a poster with a woman about, you know, about 3-4 inches tall. You got the look of a bunch of people on it with a cigarette. And again, these people want all the old movies banned because they show cigarettes. They already got most of the old cartoons banned. They're going to ban everything. These people are 1984 tyrants. They want control of information. Hey, I got a bunch of articles today where the EU is calling to be able to arrest any journalist they want for any reason, even what they say is politically correct. In fact, that's on InfoWars.com. I mean, it's out of control, I promise. Your calls on the other side of this break.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Let's go to your phone calls. As promised, again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and they are some of the biggest and most important and most accurate outposts out there trying to warn people about the incredible tyranny that we're going into. And again, if we succeed and hold back the tyranny, which we've done at many levels, then people say, oh, there's no tyranny. But if we don't succeed, well, then the show will just get bigger and bigger and bigger until it's finally shut down, because we're going to see the tyranny expand. And that's why the show, the broadcast, the news organization is exploding right now, is because the country is going to hell in a handbasket. And all the different tyrannies that I've warned you about are happening because the globalists write white papers. The RAND Corporation has been public about this. Dianne Feinstein has said she wants a total abolition of guns in the past. So is the Attorney General. So is Obama as a state senator. The UN treaty. The UN has said they want the abolition of civilian firearms ownership because it threatens the legitimate power monopoly of a state. That is a Unideer quote, July 7th, 2001, New York City. Addendum to the treaty. I mean, I know their goal. I've read their book. I've read their handbook. It's kind of like the New England Patriots, you know, getting the playbooks and spying on the other team. They knew what they were going to do. I mean, I'm sitting here. They're not even hiding it. They've got a whole plan. And then they've got every day I see CNBC, MSNBC, CNN, you name it, running around saying to everybody that gun owners, our Klan, are racist, are Nazis. We defeated Hitler. We can defeat them. I mean, it's everywhere. You're seeing it. We're mass murderers. We're causing the death. People have a right to have us not killing them, as if our guns are killing them, not criminals. And this is an authoritarian takeover, and it's over the top because they're going for broke. Meanwhile, they're saying Southerners are crud, Southerners have to be overcome, the Constitution has to be overcome, Rangel and others. You go down to UT, talk to students, that's all. The Southerners must be overcome. We have video of them shot last week, edited over the weekend, that aired after Rangel, and it's girl after girl. The Southerners have to be dealt with. They must have their guns taken. He will be our new Lincoln. I mean, this is the battle plan. And you're like, well, Southerner, I just want freedom. What's this about Southerner? You're going to be the Southerner. All whites nationwide, you're the enemy. You did it. You're like, and unless you join us, well, okay, guns are bad. I join you. I admit I'm evil. Meanwhile, they're so politically correct, you can't have a job with a Hutt toy. That must mean he's an Arab. As Asinine is saying, I'm the Goblin King, or Rush Limbaugh is, and they're talking about going after the, you know, and Lego in Europe because of the new Lego set I just covered. Notice how you can't draw a gun. You can't have a bubble projector that looks like a gun with Hello Kitty. You can't have that. But we're going to kill you, Piers Morgan says, and his other host. And we're going to take your rights. And we're buying 1.6 billion bullets and militarizing police in black uniforms, marching like stormtroopers and federalizing everything. But we're liberal and sweet, and you're a scumbag white person. I mean, they have white guys on, you've seen them on MSNBC going, whites are scum, Southerners are trash. I mean, that's real bigoted attacks, real division. And a lot of whites are like, well, I wasn't racist. I got a lot of friends, but man, why, okay, you're saying it's a race war? I mean, that's, you're making me do this? It's like prison. They send you to prison. It's how Wackenhut and all other big correction systems have it. And it's set up where, okay, you're white. You go in the white area. You're like, well, why do I go there? Well, you're going to get killed if you don't. You're going to get beat up, at least raped. You get in, they go, all right, we are the white supreme brotherhood, or we're the Aryan nations, or we're the brotherhood of, you know, Crom or whatever. And, you know, you're going to deal drugs for us and you're going to do all this, or we're going to let those folks kill you. And you've got the white supremacists, the black supremacists, the Hispanic supremacists, and on the East and West Coast, the Asian supremacists, four different blocks in the prison, and they all go to the warden, and the drugs are brought in, and the whole thing's run that way. And if they want somebody politically killed, they just, you know, go ahead and take that guy out. Go ahead and take that guy out. And see, it's a prison culture. I mean, I see it on YouTube about, you're not a, you know, you don't want to deal with the blacks and the Jews and kill them. They're going to kill us. You're working for them. Yeah, I learned that. You go to their website and or their YouTube channel, and you'll hear them bragging, yeah, I've been in the pen for 10 years for armed robbery. I don't know how to deal with it. I mean, I know you guys are when I hear you, because you always talk about, yeah, I'd like to get you and rape you. It's always the standard. I'm going to rape you because you're an ex-con. Okay? You were put into a college to be brainwashed, and you're tough because you got the prison tats and, you know, even blah, blah, blah. It's all social engineering. See, I know how it all works. That's the same thing with the Mexican extremist. Oh, you don't like it. We're taking over. When we get you, we're going to rape you, whitey. Oh, you're a convict. See, my guns are to protect me from the government and their convict armies that they run. And they run all the capos, the white supremacists they run, the black supremacists, the Mexican supremacists, all government funded. It's all come out on record. All of it. All of it. You're all government. You're a disgusting disgrace. You're pathetic. You don't care about humankind. And it's all done under political correctness. All this racial harmony crud is absolute bull to make middle class, wealthy people, no matter what color you are, be all, I'm conforming, I'm not in part of any of all this racial stuff that's going on, I'm going to... Okay, I said I'd go to your calls, I'm going to them right now. William, John, George, Jerome, Truth Raider, and others. But this is what's going on. This is what's going on. I mean, I was at the airport about a year and a half ago, flying back from the Talkers Conference. I don't think I've ever even told this story. Actually, I have. But Rob Dew was there. And I guess this guy knew who I was, and he was a big white guy, tats all over him. You know, I could tell convict-type guy, and he comes over. He gets in my face, obviously knew who I was. It was some kind of setup. And grabs my breast. That's what he called them, my pectorals. And twist them, trying to get a response. And I knew it was a setup, and I could see cops and stuff about 50 feet away. I was like, oh, okay, this is all a setup. And he goes, oh, you know, I'd like to get you. I'd like to rape you. And I'm like, wow, they got a convict waiting for me at the Austin airport knowing I'm getting off. I mean, I guess I do got to get bodyguards just to watch my back, just so people can't come up and do that. And he grabs me, total convict stuff, twist my, the skin on my pectorals, twist them, and then goes, oh, I'd like to get you. I'd like to rape you. And he rape you. And that's who they are. That's what they want. They want to dominate. They want to control. They can't invent things. They don't know beauty. They don't know strength. They don't know family. They never had a family. Their daddy beat them. They sat in a crib with flies all over them while mama smoked crack or while mama did methamphetamine. And then they grew up and went to prison and learned to be a tough guy. And now that's all they've got. I've got justice on my side. I would have climbed up on top of that guy and just rubbed his head right like that. You understand that, boy? You think you're tough? The devil doesn't give you strength. Life gives you strength. You're weak and you're empty. And you grew up in crap-filled diapers, and I grew up with love. And that's why you think evil's giving you strength, because you're a pathetic little boy. All of you who serve evil, you're a joke. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. William in New York, you're on the air.
Yeah, that is good, Alex. I appreciate that. Listen, man. My family and I pray for you and your family every day. I appreciate everything you're doing for everybody. But listen, we're in a hell of a jam here in New York. I mean, I'm getting sick of it. What do you suggest that I mean, I know what I'm going to do, but what do you suggest that people in New York do about what's coming down?
I have to say, we had a lot of affiliates in New York, great people in the big cities, but also in the rural areas. I would leave. Or I would get super aggressive and try to repeal it, but Exodus is always the best thing, and then, of course, they'll corner you somewhere else, but I'm not a big fan of the small community that tries to go to the local system with bargaining power to be left alone. I think it's good to go to areas where people know about liberty, and you know there's a lot of liberty lovers, and so that will percolate out into the system. I would do like a lot of New Yorkers are doing. Come to Texas, man. The New Yorkers I meet down here in Texas are all great people. Californians are great people, but the really nasty ones are the socialists from California, and they've just overrun everything and are trying to take over. So, and they even talk about that. I mean, the Agenda 21 shows a triangle map of San Antonio, Austin, up to Dallas and Fort Worth and Houston, and they say, we are taking these areas over. And they go into government, they go into the meetings, they are there as brutal authoritarians to take control, wearing their camouflage of being liberals. What do you think of Feinstein saying, we're going to phase out your guns?
Oh, I hate it. I hate it to death. I mean, talking is over, Alex. I mean, I know you talk a lot about handling things through activism, rioting, protests, things of that nature. But, I mean, come on, talk is over. I mean, the talk tea time, you know, the only thing these barbarians understand is aggression.
Listen, I hear that, but they're losing politically. Obama wasn't really elected. They ran a fake guy against him. I'm seeing the numbers. A lot of you aren't public figures. You don't know. I mean, I go sit in a hot spring on the Texas-Mexico border with 15 people and with wearing a ball cap, and one person hears my voice and goes, Alex Jones. Next person, Alex Jones, Alex Jones. They were from New York, California, San Antonio, France. I come back the next day to the hot springs. Most of the people knew who I was. Everywhere I went, I'd be talking up on a mountaintop, and somebody 50 feet down would go, is that Alex Jones? And I mean, let me tell you, the globalists are going for it all right now because they're a paper tiger. And I'm not bragging, hey, I'm this big shot, everybody knows who I am. If people know who I am and then say they agree with me, black, white, Hispanic, doesn't matter, it shows. Now, obviously, that's going to be a higher educated group that knows how to go find a hot springs in the middle of the desert somewhere. It's going to be a more educated group climbing, 8,000-foot mountains. But where you go, and there's, middle class, upper middle class, but also some areas of blue collar, Where you find highly educated liberal idiots, they will spout Marxism and not even know it's Karl Marx. And they are in their own world, man. And they are openly saying Obama is Lincoln and is going to conquer us. You can look it up. I mean, they're coming. So I hear what you're saying, but they provocateur events like Oklahoma City because they can't win the cultural debate with us. So whoever fires first loses. That's why they're going to fire and say we did it, or push people into a corner and get them to fire. Okay? So it's like, I don't want it to go to the shooting war. They want it to. So does that tell you a shooting war is a good thing, William?
I just don't. I'm really frustrated with the paying for Al-Qaeda weapons and more security.
What would have happened when that guy grabbed my pectorals and tried to rip my you know what they're called. I'm going to say on radio. Did a you-know-what twister on me. What would have happened if I would have attacked the convict?
Yeah, that wouldn't end well.
Yeah, no. They were going to have their victory. They had a convict, and it's on record. The police were ready to arrest him after the whole stage thing happened. He was like, what? Hey, guys, come on. It was a wink, wink. Hey. But I was smart enough because the cops that were there watching it, they left when it happened, and I didn't take the bait. Then I went and called, and the TSA all looked freaked out and was watching and called other people. And this all happened on record. That's why anyway, it's a side issue, but they don't like me too much over there. I go to the Lions in every time I fly. I mean, they were planning. See, I knew. I mean, it hurt when the guy did it. It hurt real bad. He grabbed and twisted as hard as he could, a full-grown man, and I just cut off the pain and went, oh. You know, what's your problem? You're going to get in a lot of trouble for that. And he couldn't believe I just stood there totally calmly. I just turned it off. But, okay, I just turned the pain off. So what are you going to do? And then he called me a wimp and said he was going to rape me and all this, waiting for me to do something. And again, ABC Nightline implied that I have fake anger. No, I just let myself where I'm somewhat safe here. Then I can show you what I really think. But out there, I know when to hold them. I know when to fold them. I know when to walk away. I know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. And the money I'm after is liberty. The goal I'm after is freedom and defeating these globalists. I take it personal, the children they brain damage with vaccines and GMO. I take it personal, the children they abort. I take it personal because you know why? It is personal. I'm a human being, and I have an allegiance to humanity and the God that created us. God gives you life and joy and children and everything wholesome. The devil gives you death and destruction and poverty and pain. And the New World Order is the devil. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for listening to me. I just want to thank you for, just being who you are and also all those info warriors out there.
Well, thank you, brother.
Basically, what I was calling about is just I'm just sick of hearing all this spin. And, they keep on comparing the United States with other countries. I think, first of all, the United States became the great country that it is today because of what we stand for, not what other countries stand for.
Absolutely. I mean, did you go read the Daily Beast article that said peers pressure, where it said it's good to have the Chinese and the Russians and peers telling us what to do? This is globalization 2.0. Let Alex, prepare his flamethrower. We're coming for him. And then the ABC Nightline says Alex is now under very serious scrutiny. And they're saying they want to kill me. And then my kids, hope they're safe at night. I mean, that's who they are. Look, guys, I know you're a bunch of gangster thugs. Or a bunch of wannabes. I get that I'm in danger. And that's the point. I know America is in danger. And yes, they're trying to get us used to foreigners telling us what to do under global government.
Yep. Also, the fact is that, they're using the oldest strategy, the divide and conquer, mind, body, spirit. We've been hit with that. I mean, I hate to be redundant, but you've said it time and time again. And as far as everyone who's listening, the ones that are awake need to wake up, the ones that are sleeping. And the spin is the way they're doing it, divide and conquer. They want to keep on pulling the Americans away from each other, and we have to keep on using our voices and get out there and support our local gun shops and speak to our neighbors and get out there and not text, because if we're using the technology, they'll take it from us too.
Well, we need to engage with the latest technology, but also engage with low tech and build multiple pillars, multiple tentacles against the enemy. We need to move against them on every front as they've moved against us. Listen, if somebody doesn't sell so-called semi-autos, assault rifles, boycott them. I'll never go in Dick's Sporting Goods again. I've been in there and bought stuff. I will never, support anybody. Here's the article. NRA boycott kills outdoor show that banned assault weapons. The massive boycott sparked by NRA and other gun rights outraged by the nation's largest outdoor show banned the exhibition of assault weapons has caused the show organizers to abruptly cancel the week-long event in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It's gone on forever. It's the Reed exhibitions. I mean, it's over. And you take, listen, they want to intimidate us, take our language. I mean, how mad does it make you? I don't care where you live. I mean, I always see these comments in YouTube going, you dumb Southerner Texan, you pathetic gun owner. And I always see folks, I'm from New York. I'm from California. It isn't about being a Southerner owning guns. See how they try to play that game and then say Southerners are racist. I mean, Southerners, I mean, how many blacks in the South own guns? It's just all overgeneralizations. Can you imagine if I came out and said New Yorkers are scum? I mean, what the media would do with that? Imagine they're on TV calling everybody in the South scum. What do you make of that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what I'm saying is basically as far as, like, they got to stop these puppets. They think these puppets think that they've had loss. They don't know what loss is until they've seen it, because I've seen it. I've watched my family systematically been killed in another country. And
I want to hear this from you when we come back. I want to hear about your family. Stay there.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
to John and then George, Jerome, Truth Raider. We'll get to all of you before our guest comes on. Briefly, I want to do a big rollout on this tomorrow. This has been 2 years in development. A anti-fluoride filter and heavy metal filter in the regular silver-based ceramic filter in one. And if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you can see the rollout with ProPure. By the way, we're discounting at 10% out of the gates. Normally people don't do that. And we don't do like Walmart where we increase the price and then discount it to say it's a discount or others have been caught doing. You can get the new all-in-one filters made in England, developed by scientists here in the United States. This is what I use. It has just come out. It is amazing. No priming required. The new filters are available. It's called Pro One from ProPure, and it fits into all of your ProPure units. This, no one else has this, and it also takes out the hydrofluorosilicic acid base that the other filters don't, and all the scientific data and side-by-side comparisons are up on the site and the studies. And it also cuts out the sodium hexafluorosilicate, which is the real stuff they're putting in the water. You know, the truth is most other fluoride filters, and we've sold these too, only reduce it, and they don't get out a lot of the acid-based systems. But this does. It's the new ProPure Pro One, available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase supports the broadcast, or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. 2 years in development. In fact, I was first talking to ProPure when they were starting this development. It took them 2 years to get it all certified, made. They could only get it made in England because of the high-tech process. England's always been at the top of the chain when it comes to water purification because they're an empire, need purified water. The point is they've got the factories that can make this. So designed in the U.S., made in England, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, tell folks, because I've talked to so many people from Ukraine, people from China, people from other areas of Eastern Europe, where they come and take the guns, and the next your family starts disappearing. Stalin did that, took him to the 30s to start getting the guns, and then it was a mass culling. Tell folks what happened to your family.
Okay, Alex, all I can say is the cost of disarming the people psychologically, physically, spiritually is staggering. And those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it because I've experienced it myself, and the government is probably, you know, although they've given me a new identity here in the United States, and I always promised myself I would never get involved, but it's come to this where I need to speak out because my children's future are at stake. But, I mean, they're hoping that, you know, those who have died in the Vietnam War and those who are still alive are maybe too old to fight, but guess what? There's still voices out there, and I'm one of the voices that I've experienced it.
What happened to your family?
Well, my grandfather was assassinated, and my whole family, we were only three of us that are survivors here in the United States, but all of them were systematically killed trying to leave the country, trying to speak up for their rights. And basically, you know, it's terrible. And if people don't wake up now to see this, they're going to be...
Where were you, in Eastern Europe, Middle East, Asia?
Vietnam.
Vietnam. Oh, so your family was trying to get out, what, in the early 70s?
Yes, sir.
And was this after they left Saigon, or was this before you couldn't get out?
This is after, or actually at the end of the where they were starting to pull out everyone.
For those that don't know, that they said, the North Vietnamese, turn your guns in, we'll give you amnesty. What happened when you turned the guns in? We're going to come back to you after this.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.